Wow, the texts keep coming in. We've got a lot more than 10, but it's amazing how few of them are right. Waleed Ali, it's all you need to text. This is great. Australia's financial regulators have put banks on notice, by the way, that they'll be cracking down on high-risk home lending. And this is an issue. This was behind the whole GFC, wasn't it? The subprime mortgage crisis. This is happening in a context, though, in Australia. It comes as the latest figures show home loan approvals are rising more than expected. Shane Wright joins me now, economics editor for the West Australian newspaper. Shane, ordinarily this would be good news. Why are we so sceptical?
We're sceptical because there's a fair bit of growth still going on in the investors' side of thing, and that's what APRA and ASIC and the Reserve Bank are worried about. This is all coming about because people are taking up all these loans with interest rates at uber low levels, which somewhere along the line are going to have to go up. There's a large cohort of people who've ducked into the housing market, seen their prices going up, haven't had to experience either like interest rates going up, and no one's really sure how they're going to perform once that happens.
But do we have grounds for suggesting that they're not going to be able to meet the payments or anything? Because this was the subprime problem, wasn't it? It was people who were never in a position to pay off their homes just being given loans. We're not really in that territory, are we?
Yeah, we haven't quite got to the ninja loans that were being offered. That was the no income, no job loans that were being offered in the US. Ninja.
I'd never heard that. How did I miss that?
My goodness. You just don't hang around the right bankers, that's
clearly
for sure.
Not the ninja bankers.
Not the ninja bankers. But, yeah, that's what was part and parcel of subprime, and that was the subprime issue was all predicated on ever-increasing house prices. As we know, house prices don't continually go up, and nor should they, because otherwise people would never be able to afford to live in one. Mm. And so the Reserve Bank has got its worries because it's got interest rates very low. We're now thinking that the RBA might have to cut interest rates once or twice early next year. That might mean more people coming into the market, might push up house prices even further. You've got the commercial banks have got a lot of mortgages. Their profits are really coming out of these mortgages, and as interest rates go down, it makes it tougher for them to turn a profit. So that's why the regulators are a bit wary that the bankers might be getting a bit creative when it comes to their accounting, and they might be issuing loans to people who perhaps may not be getting them, or offering them as interest only loans, which is one area that's come up. And then underlying that, there's all this feedback about the budget. People's incomes aren't going up as quickly as they used to be, so that makes servicing loans. And to cap it off, the amount of debt that Australians are carrying is back to where it was before the GFC hit.
Oh, really? That's enormous. I mean, in some ways, what the GFC did was transfer private debt to public debt. And if we're back where we were, we've now got both.
That's right. At the moment, household debts is about 153%. Which is historically high, and it's high globally. And we were able to pay down some of that over the last 4, 5, 6 years, but we're now putting it back onto the bank card, and somewhere along the line it's got to be paid off.
Yeah, well, clearly, and perhaps sooner rather than later as well, you would have thought. What can we ultimately do about that? Are we talking about imposing limits on investor housing loans or something like this? Are we trying to restrict the number of people that come into the market, or is it just about the conditions on which they come in?
Well, there's a fair few things going on that the regulators are looking at. Like ASIC is saying it's holding its own investigation into the amount of interest-only loans. APRA is saying to the banks, look, make sure that your customers can pay can service at least a mortgage that's 2 percentage points higher than what you've sold them on.
Yep.
Make sure that you're not in your growth in investor-less lending is not at more than 10% annually. The figures we we've got out this morning showing that investor mortgage growth is growing at about 20%. That's at an aggregate level over the last 12 months.
Right.
That's what's going on. That's what's got them all worried. And it feeds back into the fact that the Reserve Bank's had cash rate at 2.5%. You have to go back to the before Bob Menzies was Sir Bob Menzies. That's when interest rates were that low.
Yeah.
And at that time, they were only that low for a couple of months. We've had them at that way since the middle of last year. and interest rates aren't going to go up for the next 6 to 12 months. They may actually come down. So that's clearly a worrying sign for the RBA.
One of the things about low interest rates, of course, is it's meant to be stimulatory. It's meant to be something that encourages business to invest and get out loans, get capital, and then they can invest in that way and grow their business. That doesn't seem to be happening, and we don't have confidence. Consumer confidence has fallen off a cliff, it seems, lately. So what exactly is going on? What's behind the fact that there's this general malaise, really?
Well, the consumer confidence clearly stems from the May budget. And when the leaks started coming out in April, that's when confidence started falling. We went from a position where there were more glass half full sort of people to glass half empty types. And it really went downhill from there. It's sort of recovered. And then the last few weeks, the brouhaha over the Senate, the brouhaha over unemployment, over all elements of the budget has just absolutely whacked people at exactly the wrong time for the poor old shopkeepers out there who most of them make 50% of their money in the last 4 weeks of the year. That's what they're looking for, and this is really the real fear is going to bite into them over the next few weeks.
Well, if you can't make money at Christmas, you're in real trouble. I mean,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, so much of the business model would depend on that. But when you say it started really with the May budget, was it the specific nature of the announcements that were being leaked? Was it the political impasse that was created? Can you identify what it was specifically that meant that our confidence took such a hit?
It was the measures that first came out. And if you remember, we had the leak about the high income levy to service the budget deficit. And when it originally came out, the suggestion was, and this was being considered by the government, to hit people at $80,000 a year, which is just above median wages. So there were a lot of people saying, oh, hold on, that could hit me.
Then you which, of course, ended up not being the case.
So. That's right. But then you had the Commission of Audit, which had all these nasty proposals that came through on the spending side. Then you get to the budget, and then you come up with, say, we're going to whack people, young people who are unemployed. They'll can't get the dole for 6 months. The age pension, you won't get it until you get to 70. You had the co-payment. You had the change in petrol. All those things all at once really fed into hit consumer sentiment. And that's been down for a long, long time. And as I said, it's sort of recovered, only to be whacked again. And tomorrow could even be hit further. We've got job figures out tomorrow. And if they show unemployment heading up a little bit more, that it will only feed back into that vicious cycle that you've got going right at the moment.
Yeah, it's difficult. When things get cyclical, that's when things get extremely concerning. Shane, always a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
And good luck. And I would give the hint to your listeners that the silent PH in front of Waleed, that's what they should be looking
for
when
you're
spelling your name.
You're not meant to do that. I don't want to give them that sort of tip. It's far too easy now.
Well, it's all the other silent letters that'll confuse them as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I know. Especially, no one can place the X. That's what I find.
No one can find the X.
Yeah, they always get it wrong. Shane Wright, economics editor for the West Australian newspaper. It's Waleed Ali with you for Drive. I am, by the way, apart from anything else, just loving some of the incorrect spellings that are coming in. I think my favourite from Adam, which was clearly deliberate, is Wile E. Dali, the lesser-known Warner Brothers coyote. What a fantastic imagination you have, Adam. That's almost worthy of a ticket. 0418 226 576 10 to 7.